Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The Federal Reserve meeting, the 12th and 13th, and the headline in the Wall Street Journal, following the summaries by all the smart guys on Wall Street. Fed's Powell suggested July rate rise is likely, analysts say. Those are the smart guys and gals on Washington, on Wall Street. Subhead, officials didn't raise rates this week, but penciled in two more hikes this year. I welcome Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor of Barron's, now a novelist, to interpret these odd remarks from the Wall Street Journal. Odd only because the Fed right now is sending out signals, but I can't understand them. Jim, you've seen the Fed for many, many decades. Mr. Powell says he's pausing. The Federal Reserve governors say they're pausing to study the results of their 10 increases over the year. What is a pause supposed to convey? Does that mean it's over and inflation is whipped? Does that mean they don't have good numbers? Does that mean they're going to do something different than they've been in the past, raising rates? Because if their target is 2%, they're not close. Good evening to you, Jim.
Oh, good evening, John. Yeah, Chairman Powell used the word, which he quickly retracted. He said, you know, we are skipping a rate increase. So, you know, skip implied to the journalist that, oh, gee, he'll skip in June, raise in July. But I don't think he really meant that. I think they're pausing, first of all, because they're confused. The 10 rate increases did great damage to the banking industry. We all saw that. And I don't think the Fed is certain that the crisis in banking has abated. So I think it paused to give the bankers some time to try to raise capital, you know, to firm up their businesses before there's another rate increase, assuming there is another rate increase. The other reason they paused is they're getting bad data, I believe. I mean, we saw how the whole economics industry missed the job growth numbers by 50%. And I think the Fed, which is the largest employer of economists in the world, probably uses the same models that they do. So I think they're trying to sift through the data to see exactly how the rate increases are impacting the economy. And then there's a presidential election coming up. And if we have a recession prior to the election with a President Joe Biden who polling shows is wildly unpopular, I mean, it sort of guarantees the defeat of Joe Biden because, you know, people vote their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
And that's going to turn the Fed into a political punching bag from both the left and the right during the campaign season, and it would threaten its independence. So I think the Fed could pause until after the election.
And continue to duck. The first Republican debate is in August, and I expect Mr. Powell to be spoken of poorly at that debate. Now, the real economy, not the Fed's version of the economy, the real economy, you visit now and again. You live in a beautiful part of Pennsylvania, Lancaster County, but you travel to Ocean City, Maryland, which isn't Wildwood, which isn't Ocean City, New Jersey, which is in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's unique to itself. But how's business, Jim?
It's booming. You know, Ocean City, it's kind of a strange place because Washington's moneyed elite goes to towns north of Ocean City, right on its border. So, you know, Bethany Beach, Dewey Beach, Rehoboth Beach, Lewis, Delaware, it's all the big money from Washington, D.C. Ocean City, on the other hand, is more middle class and youth because it has a boardwalk and it has the amusement rides that you saw in New Jersey in the 50s and 60s. So it attracts the working class, and they all mix at the restaurants. And I have to tell you that all the classes are spending big time. I went to the best restaurant in the area, and it took me 2 days to get in because they were book solid. And I was talking to the manager after my meal. He said that business is almost as good now as it was pre-COVID. For the first time since COVID, he's seeing corporate business come in. So, for example, he said, a big pharmaceutical firm is going to have a dinner at his restaurant. And that kind of corporate money hasn't been around for a couple of years. He says weddings and baptisms. I mean, he's booked solid. And then you have the vacationing crowd. It's very hard to find a hotel room in Ocean City or a rental in general. And it was senior week. So we had packs of boisterous high school kids all over the place. And that tells me that their parents are fund these this week of festivities, and that their parents are feeling flush as well. So, the bottom line is there is no recession generally. You might see it in trucking, which is more associated with COVID and disruptions of trade with China than interest rates. And you see it in real estate because mortgage rates are so high. But in the rest of the economy, generally, it's good. In fact, the retailers, the economists for the National Federation of Retail has announced that we're going to have a soft landing in 2023.
Jim, the market has taken off suddenly, but it's extremely skinny. It's what the pundits call a skinny bull. Everything is AI. Is that a tell of a bull market? Because we have a leader. We don't have everybody joining in yet. We have a leader. And we have a wall of worry expecting the recession. Are those good conditions for a takeoff?
No, the market is way overvalued. When you look at the PEs, I think we're due for a big correction here. But I call this market a pet rock market. AI is a fad. I mean, I see it coming. It will fundamentally alter our economy. Companies that employ it effectively will be the big winners, but we're not there yet, number one. And number two, during the next earnings seasons, every CEO at every company is going to claim to be an expert on AI. So it's a lot of hype. And I think investors are getting way ahead of the actual technology. So, for example, I use ChatGPT, which is an AI publicly available. And so I asked it a question today. I said, the VIX is an ETF that measures volatility in the stock market and has been low for months. There is no volatility in the stock market, which should be good for investors. I asked it, what is the average VIX for a 10-year period? And a pretty easy question. And it told me it couldn't answer it because it doesn't have access to enough data. So that's where we are with AI right now. It's an imperfect technology. And again, this is, think tulips in Holland, pet rocks, you name it. This is a fad until it isn't.
Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist, visiting Ocean City, Maryland. And we've returned to 2019 almost. The kids are back out of school. People are attending very expensive dinners. And where's the recession? I'm John Dash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.